BBQ. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brothers to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as a judge and a betrayer?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build large ones. There I shall store my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who store up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God.'" Gospel of the Lord. Today, entry antiphon for Ignatius of Antioch, quoting the words of St. Paul to Galatians: "When Christ, with Christ, I'm nailed to the cross, and live now not with my own life, but Christ lives within me." So each one of us, we share the same fate of Christ. Not death, but real life. Life means to love. When you say love, means to live the intensity of the Blessed Trinity. That means you share your life for others. As Jesus come on earth, he share his life for each one of us. So he invite each one of us to share, to live like him. Jesus said, "Today, I'm not living for myself, it's living for the will of God the Father." We too, our life is living in the will of God the Father. For each one of us is different, but you have to be joyful because you are invited to share this life. This life means this love. This love means to sacrifice oneself for others. That is true love. And that's the meaning of the Blessed Trinity. The Father, God the Father, live only for God the Son. And God the Son only live for God the Father. This mutual love is the Holy Spirit. This is a communion. So we are born in this image. So whenever we try to live this image, the Blessed Trinity, loving one another as God loves us, and we love the same way for others, and that we are called to sainthood. So we ask St. Ignatius of Antioch in heaven to pray for us of this courage, because when he was sent to Rome, he asked the people, Lord, to pray that he can be safe, that he can always doing the will of the God the Father. And so we have asked the saints, Ignatius, to pray for us of the courage to say yes to God's will.